AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Later this summer, Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, reopening the shuttered facility for the first time since 1961. President Obama telling reporters at the White House,
"This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas."
Cuba will also reopen its embassy in Washington. Another good jobs report, especially for small businesses. Jerry Boatlander has details from Washington.
A day ahead of the government's report, the survey by payroll processor ADP showed 237,000 private sector jobs were added in June. About half that amount, 120,000, was by companies with fewer than 50 employees. This is Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Small businesses have been lagging in terms of their job creation. That's no longer the case. They are adding very aggressively.
The survey found retail, shipping, and utility companies added 50,000 jobs, while construction companies added another 19,000. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered Alabama counties to abide by court decisions allowing gay marriage in the U.S. District Court Judge Callie Grenade says state probates cannot discriminate against gay couples because the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled gay marriage is legal everywhere. Her order does not affect counties that have stopped issuing all marriage licenses. Egyptian military officials say 64 troops have been killed in a series of coordinated attacks on police and military outposts in the Sinai Peninsula. Military adds that more than 90 of the attackers are also dead. A group with ties to the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for today's attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 82, the NASDAQ has gained 12, and the S&P is up 8. This is AP Radio News. The surviving New York prison escapee has been giving details to investigators. Warren Levinson with more.
According to the Clinton County District Attorney, David Sweat says he and Richard Matt did a dress rehearsal the day before their escape. They crawled through a tunnel at the Dannemora prison and poked their heads through a manhole on the outside, but Sweat says they decided that exit was too exposed, so the next day they chose another manhole that was more isolated, even though it was closer to the prison. Sweat also claims he did all the work to break the pair out and that he did it without power tools. He adds they had access to a catwalk leading to the tunnels for weeks before their June 6th escape. Matt was shot dead Friday. Sweat was shot and captured Sunday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Photos are okay again on the White House tours. Visitor Sandy and Mike Messer are happy.
Very exciting. Can't wait to get on Facebook.
It's a great day for Apple.
The 40-year photo ban was lifted today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.